President Trump's firing of, well, now former FBI Director James Comey has created a multifaceted debate. Some approve of the decision, while others are bothered by it. There are those who months ago would have been for it, who now say they're against it. Then there are some of the news media, for example, who say this is the beginning of the end of the Trump administration. Here to offer his analysis of all this is the founding member of the law firm Kofi Burlington PL, has been part of legal cases and actions ranging from the 2000 presidential election recount to Elian Gonzalez. He's also author of Spinning the Law, Trying Cases in the Court of Public Opinion, Kendall Coffey. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Hey, thanks for inviting me.
And two websites, which we do have links at our page, kendallcoffey.com and spinningthelaw.com. And, well, I guess on a note of spinning, explain to us how there could be some foundation with what many of the Democrats are saying regarding the dismissal of Comey in the here and now versus what many of them were saying, quite different, by the way, back in October of 2016. Seems like those who wanted him gone then are bothered by his departure now.
Well, and it is a little bit difficult to explain. Some are saying that it's the timing. But bottom line, in late October, leading Democrats, to an extraordinary degree, were going after Comey with blistering criticism. You may remember that the Democratic minority leader in the Senate thought and strongly suggested that Director Comey had violated the Hatch Act. So from that intense outcry in late October, it seems like Comey is somehow reemerging as some kind of a hero. But the reality is he's the same guy. And by the way, he was the same guy in July when he undertook an extraordinary press statement, basically made himself the decider with respect to the Hillary Clinton investigation, went into a somewhat detailed narrative, and in two different ways, in July and then in October, acted in a way that I think was unprecedented, irregular, and seemed to affect the credibility of the FBI. So when you look at the totality of it, there were certainly reasons why the president might decide there should be a fresh start. And by the way, in Comey's congressional testimony, he seemed to say, not, look, this was a political crossfire. I did the best I could. I thought I had to step up for Loretta Lynch. Instead, he expressed some recognition that mistakes were made. Instead, I think he said, as I understood his testimony, that he'd do the same darn things all over again if confronted with the same situation. So the president had his reasons. I don't think there were no reasons. And, you know, the question now is what's the condition of this investigation? And I think it's got great leadership, outstanding, dedicated career professionals to do the investigation, make any prosecution decisions. It was never a James Comey investigation. It's a Department of Justice investigation in the hands of the best and most dedicated law enforcement people in the world.
So what does that do for any value in the statements by the Chuck Schumers and Maxine Waters, who are crying for an independent counsel right now?
Well, I don't see a need for an independent counsel. You have right now, if we want to break it down, first of all, the FBI is not the prosecutor. We know that the person who stepped in as acting director of the FBI, McCabe, is also a career professional. No reason whatsoever to question his integrity. And what about the two most significant prosecutors in the matter? One is the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, who about 3 weeks ago had 94 votes in the Senate for his confirmation, stellar background, appointed to his position as the U.S. Attorney in Maryland by President Obama, as well as before that President George Bush, impeccable reputation, outstanding credentials. And the other person who I think is a driving force in this is the U.S. Attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia, also someone who was appointed to that position by President Barack Obama. And his office is issuing the grand jury subpoenas that we've been reading about. And these two individuals, I think, have got it under control and really can't be questioned in terms of ability, in terms of dedication, or in terms of integrity. There's simply no need for an independent counsel. And a year ago, of course, there were Republicans that were calling for an independent counsel at the time that Hillary Clinton was being investigated by the, quote, Obama administration. The reality is, in all these scenarios, you don't have political decision makers. You have career professionals who are doing the work and ultimately making the judgments.
Or Kendall Coffey, founding partner, founding member of the law firm Coffey Burlington PL, author of Spending the Law, Trying Cases in the Court of Public Opinion. KendallCoffey.com, SpendingTheLaw.com. You are listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking at James Comey overall, I mean, before all this happened, I guess we could say before April of last year, Comey's reputation, a rarity such as it was in Washington, was probably among the highest regarded as anyone who was existing in the D.C. world. And yet, I mean, let's take maybe his most recent blatant misstep, his testimony about the Huma Abedin emails, where he had claimed in the testimony there were thousands of them, and then it took over a week before an FBI issued a letter of correction saying, well, there might have been a dozen or so. That seems to be just counter to what everyone believed Comey's tenets were and his belief system was all about, being truthful, honest, and upfront about everything.
Well, I think he is honest, and I think he is well-intentioned, but he left the book, the protocols, the standard criteria, because he thought it was an extraordinary situation that required something more. So the FBI director, who should never be making public announcements about why a particular case should or shouldn't be prosecuted, was suddenly doing them. It's the reality that when you get in these political crossfires, and we all remember how intense that case was and how much controversy there was, rather than try to figure out what should be done that makes things better, sometimes you just do your job. You evaluate the evidence. You make the submissions to the Department of Justice. I think sometimes even in the most controversial situations is when you should go by the book and follow established procedures, because in a way I think that gives the public more confidence in when somebody frankly steps outside of their job description, well-intentioned, I'm sure, but nevertheless adds to a controversy and ultimately may detract from the credibility of the very agency that he was committed to serving.
As far as that position as FBI director, it's a 10-year term, which the belief is that's structured so that the FBI director can serve as independently as possible from any other branch of the government. But doesn't the FBI director still serve at the pleasure of the president, and the president can pull the plug at any given point?
Absolutely, and the attorney general can direct the FBI director. One of the things that didn't get a lot of attention is in late October, when Comey let Loretta Lynch know that he was going to send this letter, is Lynch could have ordered him not to. The FBI director is accountable to higher-ups in the administration. She didn't. She ultimately let him make his own decision, and we can all speculate for the next 10 years as to whether that decision changed the outcome of the election. But in all events, the FBI director has accountability. In our constitutional system, the president gets to make the call about these things.
Could President Trump have done this in any better way? Apparently, the FBI rank and file are peeved that there wasn't communication of the deed happening before the deed happened, for example.
Well, I mean, Comey had served this country very, very well. Great prosecutor, great leader, with integrity, even if some mistakes. Certainly, I don't think the handling of this would be remembered as the administration's finest hour.
And just to wrap things up, too, with all this, how much of this is going to be a distraction of, again, the claim of the Russia factor in the 2016 presidential election? And it seems like the conversation about Comey has pushed to the side how the testimony of Sally Yates and James Clapper, who said that there was no proof of any actions by Russia influenced the 2016 election at all.
I think this is going to get talked about, and it's a controversy that's going to stay with us. But it's not going to affect the work that's being done by the FBI, by the Department of Justice, in analyzing some pretty serious issues including the national security and how this hacking happened and how to keep it from happening in future elections. Or the related set of issues is whether there are any criminal charges that may be brought with respect to some of the individuals acting in the periphery of this situation. So they're going to do their job. And I think at some point the public is going to respect that They are not affected by the political storms. They'll do their job. We'll know the result. Hopefully it will happen without months and months of delay, because I think the country wants and deserves an answer to these serious questions.
It seems almost humorous to watch through all this that the one who seems least bothered by everything was the guy who got fired, James Comey. He's just out guarding in his home last time anyone saw him. But as it may, he is. We've been talking with the founding member of Coffee Berlin and PL. He's got a great book out, too, History, Education, and a little fun with the law, too, with Spending the Law, trying cases in the court of public opinion, going back to the Lindbergh kidnapping, Joan of Arc, O.J., and Michael Jackson, Martha Stewart. And again, it gives you a good reminder and some interesting insight into how law and order sometimes can be in order and maybe even out of order sometimes, too. That's in the mandatory reading list, Spending Law, Trying Cases in the Court of Public Opinion. Kendall Coffey, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for inviting me.